Now that we're all dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey and the flooding here in Southeast Texas, one of the things that we need to talk about is how to keep your relationships healthy after a natural disaster. You know, in particular, thinking about family relationships. And I'm thinking about marriage and relationships between parents and children. And there is a myth that going through hard times makes us stronger. The truth is, sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. And there are some ways that we can protect our relationships and give ourselves a chance at our relationships actually getting better during this very stressful time, or at least just being able to survive the stress and anxiety. The truth is that trauma changes us, and it changes us in different ways. And so before something like a natural disaster, we have all of our patterns, what we call in faith walking, you know, our dance that we do in our relationships. And then a natural disaster comes along and disrupts all of that. And we sometimes might even feel like we don't recognize each other anymore, or we don't know how to relate to each other in the same ways. And so, for example, you know, one of you may be all amped up and ready to get things done, and you're ready to get in there and fix everything. And the person that you love might be feeling completely paralyzed and not even be able to make simple decisions. Or maybe you are needing to talk about everything, and you want to talk about it and talk about it and talk about it, and your partner or your parent or your child has gone silent. And those are normal differences that surface when we're under stress. And it's very helpful to say to ourselves, different does not mean wrong. I know that's hard, but different is not wrong. And if we will give our partners the freedom to be different from us without making them wrong, that will go a long way in a time of stress. Another thing that is just a fact is that in these times after a natural disaster, sometimes domestic violence gets worse or goes up or even happens in a relationship for the first time. And if that happens, I want to strongly encourage you not to keep that secret, but to talk to someone you trust in your life about that. But I want to be clear. I'm not talking about tolerating that kind of abuse. But I am saying that in this time of heightened stress and anxiety, it helps for us to give each other the benefit of the doubt, to just kind of look at each other and saying, okay, I'm not real happy with what you just said or did, and I know you're doing the best you can, just like I'm doing the best I can. And I'm going to give you the kind of grace that I want you to give me when I'm under stress. A little extra tenderness in a time like this goes a long way. And the ability not to escalate whatever is happening. You know, we don't have to escalate. Just because someone comes at us with sharp words doesn't mean we have to have sharp words back. Or just because someone is distancing from us a little bit doesn't mean we have to go off and lick our wounds. And so just to be able to dial things back and give each other the benefit of the doubt and a little bit of extra tenderness. I say to couples a lot, you can take this little reminder, stop, look, and listen. Just stop. It is crazy right now trying to manage all the disruption, but just stop for some part of every day and look, actually make eye contact with each other, maybe hold hands, but just stop and look, and then listen deeply to each other. Whether you need to talk for 30 seconds or whether your partner needs to talk for a long time, just listen deeply without telling each other you shouldn't feel that way or, you know, this is what I think, but just to listen deeply to each other. So you can borrow that. Stop, look, and listen. And try to ask for what you want with the understanding that the people you love may not be able to give you what you want. But it's still important to ask and encourage them to ask you for what they want, because we're all just trying to find our way right now. And if you want to do one thing that will help all of the close family relationships you're in, but in particular your marriage, one long hug every day. It's good for our bodies, it's good for our spirits, and it's good for our relationship to just take, and by long, I mean long, a minute, 2 minutes, to just stand or sit in each other's embrace and to remember we're going through a really hard time and things feel really off kilter right now, but we're doing this together and we're going to be okay.